I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. When you think back over the major business stories of 2004, the image that may most vibrantly come to mind is Martha Stewart in an orange prison jumpsuit. But there was more to the past year in business than just that. And joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles for a review of the year's major money stories is Tess Viglin. And Tess, let's start with a roundup of the major economic stories.
Two of the big ones, oil, of course, we were talking about all year, crossed the $50 a barrel mark in September. That was almost 80% higher than a year earlier, climbing to $55 a barrel in October. Now it's back down at 42, most experts thinking it'll probably stay there. The dollar, the fall of the dollar, another big story this year. It is currently set a new record just yesterday, now $1.36 to the euro. A big cause of that, of course, concern about the U.S. carrying these enormous deficits, both the trade and budget deficits.
Okay, and let's talk about the scandals of the year. How did it look for U.S. corporations? Martha Stewart's included.
Of course, yeah, you mentioned Martha Stewart convicted in March. She went to jail in October, still there, and then she'll be on under house arrest for about 5 months once she's released. Elliot Spitzer had a couple more investigations this year, still continuing the mutual fund investigations, also looking into the insurance industry. Two of Adelphia's founders were convicted in a fraud trial. M-Clone's chief went to jail, and of course, most recently last week, we had the forced ousters of the top executives at mortgage giant Fannie Mae.
And let's look to Wall Street. What are the big stories there?
Well, it really was the year of the resurgence of the initial public offering and a lot of big mergers. In terms of IPOs, Google, of course, we talked about it all year long. And actually more than 200 companies went public this year. And that's the biggest year for IPOs since 2000. Also a very active year for mergers. The big names, Kmart and Sears, PeopleSoft, Oracle, J.P. Morgan, and Bank One, a couple of big cell phone mergers, Sprint, Nextel, and Singular AT&T. And of course, as we've had the last 2 years, another terrible year for the airlines. Bankruptcy declared, still in bankruptcy, United, U.S. Airways, ATA, Hawaiian, and as of today, Aloha Airlines. The airlines lost more than $5 billion in the first three quarters of the year. It's not expected to get any better for them next year. And Madeline, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're talking with our reporters on the ground about tsunami relief efforts.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.